NBC and Vivendi Universal have agreed to hold exclusive talks aimed at merging their entertainment assets. Such a deal would create a $13 billion a year media powerhouse with assets in television, movie production, and theme parks. Details still have to be worked out, and the deal is expected to face regulatory scrutiny, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Vivendi had indicated it would sell its entertainment assets, which include Universal TV and film studios, the U.S. and sci-fi cable channels, and shares of several big theme parks. And top players in the media industry had expressed interest in buying them, including cable TV pioneer John Malone and CBS. But yesterday, Vivendi said it had decided to deal exclusively with NBC, and it presented a rough outline of a merger. Vivendi and NBC would pool their media assets in a single company, and the company would be headed by NBC Chief Executive Officer Bob Wright, who spoke yesterday on CNBC.
It's just a great opportunity for us. There will be great strength for both of us in this relationship going forward. And I think that's what we both see in it. There's strength in content. We're very complementary.
Under the terms of the deal, 80% of the stock would be owned by NBC parent General Electric, and Vivendi would own the remaining 20%. Vivendi shareholders would receive about $3.8 billion in cash and stock and would also become part of a company known for strong management. Vivendi is a French utility company that tried to become a big media player under former chairman Jean-Marie Messier, but ended up heavily in debt and on the verge of bankruptcy. The deal would allow the company to continue to play a role in the media industry, albeit a less powerful one. Vivendi's announcement yesterday was a big defeat for Seagram's heir, Edgar Bronfman, who once controlled Vivendi's media assets and was trying to reacquire them. Bronfman is said to have spent much of last weekend in a last-ditch attempt to persuade the Vivendi board to accept his offer, but the board ultimately turned him down. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.